Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1112, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the beginning stages of Shinoi Makom, which we mentioned. We did do it a while back. I mean, quite a while back, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, but something that we really have to review. And so many, 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 a very large percentage of Hilchos Brachos Shailas do come up in the halachas of Shinoi Makom, changing places. So I felt it was extremely important to dive into it, and with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do it in an even better and more deeper, and in other words, cover many more shailas and get a better understanding, if you would, as to how it works. Okay, so we spoke about last year was the question of room to room. The question was in one room, you have basically three different type of changes in locations. You could move around in one room, right? The person, what's the case? I'm drinking a coffee, I make a shahakal, I move around in one room, I can move from room to room. And what does room to room mean? We have to talk about, because basically room to room means under one roof, under one roof. And what does that mean, under one roof? I could be in a hotel, we said, right? A person could be in a dormitory, in a yeshiva. A person could be in a co-op apartment house. They go outside. They could be, Rachman al-Son, it shouldn't happen. Let's say in a hospital, or on a good time, person visiting somebody who had a baby. Isn't the hate, they walk out into the hall. How do all these things, what do we talk about from room to room? What exactly does that mean? And in one's own house, from room to room, and what about from floor to floor? I go from my downstairs, from the basement to upstairs, or something like that in my house. How does that work? Okay, so that we said, so you have all, it could be in one room moving around, it could be from room to room moving around, and then you have, of course, to go outside. And how does that work? We'll see. What do you mean by going outside? Where do we draw the line with that, and what is that all about? So those are basically the three main categories, which, of course, branch off, like we just spoke about, into smaller categories now. So we spoke about from room to, in the same room, we said, Lemaisa, pretty much across the board was no problem, even if it's a large room, right? We said, even if one cannot see the original place where they made the bracha. I made a shahakal on my coffee. And again, we said not to walk around while you're making the bracha, right? I make a shahakal. I'm sitting, make a shahakal. Then I get up and I go to the other side of the room. No problem. I'll say the fridge is blocking my view where I originally made the shahakal. No problem. You're in a wedding hall. No problem. It's a big room. As long as it's one room, is fine. Okay. Now the question comes up, what about room to room? So, and let's keep it simple. Our room to room right now, right for now, what we're talking about is not in the hotel and not where you're going into the hallway and not whatever. We're talking about simple room to room in a house. I live in a house. I have a floor, right? And I go from room to room. I go from my kitchen to my bedroom or my kitchen to my living room. What do I do over there with my bracha? Now, so Lemai said, is a machlekes. There's a whole bir halacha goes back and forth. And Lemai said, Mishabura Paiskim come out that from room to room, one lechatchila, it's one should have it in mind. In other words, when I make the shahakal, let's say I'm in my kitchen, and then I know I'll go to my bedroom, or I know I'm going to go to my living room or whatever, some other place in the house, right? So one should have in mind that this, I'm making shahakal, and I want to move around the house, go from room to room. Lechatchila, that's what one should do. One forgot to, or they didn't know the halacha, whatever. I did not have it in mind. Could I go to the living room? Could I go to the bedroom, whatever, with my coffee? Do I need a new bracha? So the answer is no. You do not have to remake the bracha. It's safek brachas lahakal. Again, the zibir halacha goes through all the various different shitas. The Rashi to say you have to, she to say you don't. But lemais, the bottom line is safek brachas lahakal. As we know, when there's a machlekes amongst achrayim, Rishayim, whatever it might be, Paiskim. So the bottom line is, there's when you have suffix brachas lahakal, you do not make over the bracha if it's a question. So Mishabura just tells us plain and simple: if somebody did not have it in mind and they go from room to room, they b'diavad for sure one would not make over the bracha. So let's just sum up a quick case for today's, right? Like we said, I make my shahakal on my coffee in my kitchen, right? Let's say, so you have two case scenarios. You could walk with, once you make the shahakal, you're done. You can now walk with the coffee to the living room, walk with the coffee to the bedroom. So no, and so lechatchila, try and have in mind when you make the shahakal. You didn't, you left and you came back, so that's fine. There's no problem. You're walking around with the coffee. The other case scenario could be whereby you leave the coffee on the table, then you go to the bedroom, you go to the whatever, you go to the living room, dining room, and then you come back. So those are two different cases of Shinoi Makom, which in general, the same halachas, in general, we're going to see the same halachas apply. You could have the coffee, stays on the table, right? I made the shahakal. We'll be using, by the way, we will be using the famous example of coffee, because that's a very, very standard case of how these things work. A lot of other foods, sometimes a person's eating cake, cookies, whatever. whatever, let's say, which we'll see Shenir Mokum in general does not apply to, but be it as it may, usually those things you're eating in one place. Coffee is something that people walk around with, you know, they make the shahakal and they walk around with the famous coffee. So that, and that's where many of a large percentage of the shilas do come up in Shenir Mokum with that famous coffee, walking from here, walking from there. Okay. But be it as it may, so that little summing it up, so you could have the coffee stays on the table. I went to the bedroom, I went to the living room, I came back. Again, l'chatchila, have it in mind when you made the shahakal. I forgot, I didn't have it in mind. Now you come back, you do not have to remake the bracha, just continue drinking. Same thing if you're carrying the coffee with you, l'chatchila, try and have it in mind. If you're walking around the house, I forgot, I didn't, what do I do now? So b'diyeved, of course, it's no problem. Safik brachas l'chatchila, you do not remake the shahakal and just continue drinking. So that's as far as room to room. So far we covered the same room, no problem at all. You don't even have to have it in mind. You do not have to have it in mind when it's all the same room. When it's room to room, you do have to have it in mind. L'chatchila, if somebody forgot to, then you would not remake the bracha again. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha. Kol tov.